Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, your one stop for creative inspiration. We have a terrific hour of ideas and tips for you today, so let's get to it. Here's your host, Pat Sloan.
Welcome to the American Patchwork and Quilting Podcast, sponsored by Moda Fabrics. I'm Elizabeth Teisinger-Beese, Senior Editor of American Patchwork and Quilting Magazine, and I'm here with Jody Sanders, who is the editor of Quilts and More. And we are here for a special editor's edition of the podcast, giving Pat Sloan a break from the show. And so we are going to talk about several things this time, talking about some of our issues that are coming out right now. So, Jody, you've got the first issue that's on newsstands right now.
That's right. We're really excited about Quilts and More Spring 2016. We know several parts of the country right now have been under some kind of treacherous weather with snow and cold temperatures, and so we're excited to be talking about springtime and kind of those fresh, fun colors that we think about when we think about new growth in the spring and flowers and that kind of thing. So we'd like to kind of tell you about some new things that we have in spring issue. When we start with our spring issue in Quilts and More, it's usually a time for us to kind of reflect and think about some things that we want to do differently and new and maybe freshen up. And then we have some features that we think are doing really well and we just want to continue with. So I just want to share with our listeners today a few things that you'll see that'll be new this time when you see Quilts and More. And we have been having a series in the last couple, 3 years where we have kind of a seasonal project, and it goes with our spring, summer, fall, and winter, which are the issues that we have for Quilts and More. And this year we're going to be doing what we call a wool pouch. And it's hand applique with wool. Don't be scared. I don't want people running the other way and tuning out. The projects are super fun. Our designers are Roseanne, me, and Kermes of Rosebud's Cottage. And Roseanne's been in the business a long time and does terrific designs and has been a great friend of Quilts and More and APQ and all of our other titles that we do in our stable.
And if you want to talk a little bit about wool applique, I don't know, because like you said, it shouldn't be scary. These wool applique doesn't, or wool, felted wool doesn't fray. So you don't have to fuse the pieces down. You don't have to stitch around the edges if you don't want to. So wool applique is a super easy way to get into.
It really is. And that's kind of how I got introduced. I'd been a piecer for probably 20 years. And applique was kind of a not very nice word to me. I was always afraid of it and thought it was hard and didn't feel like I had a lot of success. And Ava Shire actually was the person who introduced me to wool applique and said, Jody, try it. You're really going to like it. It's a great way to get introduced to applique. And so I did, and I love it. And I think now with all the embellishing threads that are out there and the additional things like buttons and other things that you can add to your projects, wool applique is just really hot right now. And it's not, you know, we think of wool applique sometimes maybe as maybe more muted colors, a little darker, a little more maybe country look, but that's really not the case now. There's some beautiful wools, hand-dyed wools, all sorts of colors, really any color of the rainbow you can find out there right now, in both solids and patterns. And in the projects that we're going to be having in our new series in Quilts and More, Roseanne has actually pre-cut all of the pieces. So in addition to not having to cut the pieces if you want, Roseanne is providing a kit, and you can get information about that in the magazine. And she will have all of those applique pieces die-cut for you. So when you order a kit from her, everything's ready to start stitching. And Roseanne had a project in with us a year ago, and I ordered one of her kits. And honestly, I was able to finish stitching the kit in the afternoon watching the Super Bowl one day. Mm-hmm. So it's a really great service that she's providing the readers, that if you are interested in having somebody else cut those pieces for you, you buy the kit from her, and that's already done. And she's going to be doing that for all of the pouches that we have.
So these pouches are just like a little cute decorative thing, right?
They are.
You hang on the wall, you can put on a table,
right,
the doorknob. So
it's very decorative. It's not necessarily meant to be an item that's like an accessory that you would wear or something that you would actually do something with. It's just a really cute decorative item. And again, they will be themed to whatever the season is. So very excited about that. And I think our readers are going to love it. I've already seen the summer and the fall ones, and they are super cute too. So if you want to get started in that series, that starts with our spring issue. That's one of the new things that we're doing. We're also kind of taking off from something that American Patchwork and Quilting had done last year, and that is taking one of the quilts in the issue and making a smaller version. And we're calling it Make Mine Mini, and it's going to be in the last page of the issue every time in 2016. So we'll select one quilt from the issue, and then we will downsize it. And in most cases, what we're going to be doing is making the pieces smaller. So, for example, this time we've got a quilt where the pieces that were used were 3.5 by 6.5 inch rectangles and 3 inch squares. And we downsized them to 1.5 by 2.5 inch rectangles and 1.5 inch squares. So made it quite a bit smaller. We also had fewer pieces, so we didn't take the whole quilt and just make it smaller, but we took pieces, made the pieces smaller, and then also used fewer pieces, so we made a smaller quilt.
So these are pretty, they're not super easy, but they are an easier version of a big quilt, something you could make in a shorter amount of time, mm-hmm. and everything's just cute when it's small.
Right, and it also gives you the opportunity maybe to try out some color combos that you're not quite sure that you want to commit to in a big quilt, or maybe you just have a small grouping of fabric that wouldn't make a big quilt, but you're interested in making something smaller with it and using those fabrics. So it's a great opportunity to use those kinds of things in this kind of project. So we're really excited for that and looking forward to seeing some of the other things that people make with those patterns and maybe different color combinations than we've used. We also are going to be taking a look at different ways of finishing quilts in 2016. One of the things we know is that a lot of times in instructions, it'll say quilt as desired. Well, what does that mean? You know, I mean, that does give people the opportunity to finish it however they wanted to, but sometimes people don't know what to do or how to do that. So in this issue, we've kind of done something fun in one of the projects in that we had a little, what we probably thought was a little girl quilt. Maybe it was mostly pastels, and it certainly could be a little boy's quilt, but when we first looked at it, we thought maybe little girl. And Elizabeth and myself and Linda Augsburg, another editor on our team, we each took a different grouping of fabric and made that quilt, and then we finished it three different ways. So again, giving readers the opportunity to look at a quilt, and it's kind of like our color options that we do, but in terms of not just color, but also how did we finish the quilts and how did we do it differently maybe than the original. So for example, Elizabeth, you want to talk about how you finished yours?
Sure. So the quilt is kind of a really, really simple Irish chain, and Shannon Schlosser did that original quilt. And so I took that kind of chain effect and I wanted a little bit of a color wash maybe, or of an ombre effect. So I used the Textured Solids collection from Andover Fabrics, and just picked, it's kind of an interesting color combination. It's a variety of blues and reds and yellows, so that sounds very primary, but maybe none of them are the kind of true primary color. Anyway, sorry, you'll have to look at it. But what I did was put them all together with a tan background, and then I used big stitch quilting on it. So I used some of the beautiful embroidery floss that is out there. I love variegated embroidery floss. So I used that and just stitched diagonal lines all over the quilt, and I'm in love with it.
Yeah, it's a great option for people that are really into maybe embellishing or making things their own. I think using that colorful variegated floss on kind of a tan background, those stitches really blend in nicely with the piecing that you did.
Nice.
And for the quilt that I made, I simplified the design just a little bit, not much, but a little bit, to make it a quilt that could be made in a day from start to finish. So the cutting, the piecing, and then how I finished mine was I tied it, and I used crochet floss thread, pearl cotton, to do the tying, and you need a bigger eye needle, but it still needs to have a sharp tip on it. So you can go ahead and tie, and then that involves putting knots on top of the quilt, and so you do see the knots on top, which sometimes people don't like, but that's what the tying process is, and it actually does make a quilt that goes together very quickly. And I used a collection from Riley Blake Designs called Blackbeard's Pirates.
Because you probably finished that in, Was it a day or
two
days?
Oh, definitely. No, a day. I really think a day from, if you have a Saturday all day from start to finish, you can do everything from the cutting to the piecing to the tying and getting that binding on.
Because this was a baby size, kind of a crib. Well, it's a little larger than a crib size quilt. But even if you had a bigger quilt, I do. Tying is often a super easy way to get that done. And I can use, like I said, variegated embroidery floss or pearl cotton. So you can still get a pretty look to that.
Right. And Linda Augsburg made the third project, and she used machine quilting to finish hers. And an all-over pattern. It kind of ends up what we oftentimes think of as like a pumpkin seed pattern that she used, kind of some elongated ovals across the top. And by doing kind of a similar pattern across the quilt top, then you don't have to stop and start as often, a kind of a continuous line thing, I think is what most people think of it. And her color combination was aqua and lime green and gray, and just a really fun, different looking than the other three quilts that we had.
Mm-hmm. And that one was for the Contempo Studio, which is a division of Benertex.
Right, and it was a Fresh Bloom collection.
So throughout the year, you're going to have just different options for finishing some of these quilts?
Right, just some different ways of showing people kind of the quilt as desired kind of thing and what that means, and new techniques and ways of doing things. So
awesome.
Some of the exciting things we're looking for in 2016. And I think when we come back, then we'll talk about more of the projects themselves.
Boost your sewing skills from start to finish with daily tips from the editors of American Patchwork and Quilting. Visit tips.allpeoplequilt.com for inspiration. Like American Patchwork and Quilting on Facebook for daily quilting inspiration, tips, and giveaways. Find us at facebook.com/APQ magazine. See our editors share their tips, ideas, and techniques by visiting allpeoplequilt.com and clicking on videos.
Here's a special offer just for radio listeners. Get 2 full years of American Patchwork and Quilting delivered right to your door for less than half the cost on the newsstand. You won't miss an issue that's packed with never-before-seen projects from top designers, complete materials lists for all projects, and easy-to-use pull-out patterns and quilting diagrams. Subscribe today online, and you'll also get a free downloadable pattern. Check it out. Go to allpeoplequilt.com.
Follow American Patchwork and Quilting on Pinterest to find ideas for bags, baby projects, pillowcases, storage and organization, and more. Visit Pinterest.com/APQ magazine to join the fun.
Welcome back to the American Patchwork and Quilting Podcast, this special editor's edition. And Jody Sanders and I are talking about the Quilts and More issue that is on newsstands right now.
Right, that's our spring 2016 issue. And sometimes what we have, what we call themes to our issues, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But we knew coming out of winter that color was going to be something that not only were people looking for, but also we're seeing a lot of color in quilts right now. We're seeing a lot of rainbow. We're seeing a lot of adult coloring books and people interested in that. And so I know all of us in the office are getting our colored pencils out and have different
markers. I want markers.
Yep, different designs that people are doing, not only in just, you know, whatever topic, but also specifically for quilting. So for those of us that design with graph paper and coloring pencils, we're kind of being vindicated at this point. But anyway, so this issue is our coloring issue or color issue. And so we've got a lot of projects that are really colorful, but important to remember that we also have some things for people who maybe don't like as much color in their quilts. So we'll kind of go through some of the projects in the issue and things that you can be looking for and projects that I'm sure you're going to want to be making. Our first thing, we do kind of have a special page on coloring where we take a look at some of the things that are out there right now in terms of coloring books and actual books themselves that deal with color and color theory. Also some swatch packs that some of the companies are doing right now with Primarily, they're solids, and having kind of like a swatch book where you can get every color of the solids that they make available. So as you're testing colors for quilts, you have that at your handy. One of the features that we're continuing 2016 is our Scrap Lab column, and we're continuing to find that people love this column. We have two contributing designers, Sherry Falls of This and That Patterns and Monique Dillard of Open Gate Quilts, and they're going to continue with us in 2016. And then we have a third designer who is our guest designer, and in this issue it's Carrie Nichols of Mountain Peak Creations. The collection that they were given this time was 7 fat quarters of the Little House on the Prairie Walnut Grove collection from Andover. And for people that were familiar with that 1970s TV show, I think it's very nostalgic, but it's also been seen in reruns, I think, on several networks. And so even if you weren't watching it for the first time in the 70s, you probably saw it in the 80s or the 90s on reruns. And I think a lot of people have a fondness for that TV show. So it's fun to see a collection of fabrics come out from Andover. The specific fabrics that people got this time were kind of a gray and cream, and it's kind of a black collection that's florals, and there's a stripe. And I just think that the designers did a great job. Sherry made a journal cover and pencil pouch, and Monique made a large kind of floor size pillow, 22 inches square. And then Carrie's project is exclusive on allpeoplequilt.com, and that's a small throw. So I think it's always fun to see what people come up with when we give them the same set of materials. And they really aren't supposed to add too much to it. They can add things like the backing, or if they want to add a zipper or some buttons. But primarily, they're just supposed to use the materials that we give them and see what they come up with. So we'll be continuing that in 2016. A quilt that I think is really fun and looks way more difficult than it really is, it's called Singular Sensation, and we called it that because it's actually piecing one block. And the block itself, it may not look really familiar to you, but once you combine that block and twist and turn them different ways, it creates this great secondary design. And it just uses 4 fabrics, but it really is a fun quilt. It looks very modern. The designer is Jess Ziegler. And Jess is probably more well known for her machine quilting. She does a lot of that and in the Midwest, but she's really getting into designing now and finding that that's a passion for her, and we just think that it's a really great quilt. We have pulled this out on our cover and shown them what the block looks like, because again, just looking at that quilt, I think people think that it's harder than what it really is.
Yeah, even when you say that I fully know that it's one block, but I still, as I'm looking at it right now, it doesn't look like that. And it's just easy, made of like triangle squares and like a big triangle and 2 smaller triangles in a unit, right?
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like a little hourglass, but it's just like the triangle square with then another triangle added to it. So the piecing itself is not that difficult either. I think the color option on that is really fun. We used the Garden House collection by Jan Paddock for Moda. And that's a collection that maybe is a little more, again, subdued colors, maybe looks a little more traditional. So I think for folks that maybe aren't into the modern look, I think this color option is certainly a great option for them.
And I think it's really cool that you used kind of the same color palette as the original, but just with different fabrics. Those quilts both have pink and blue and gold in them, but they totally look like a totally, I'm just going to keep saying totally. Yeah. They look like a totally different quilt and would appeal to maybe just different people.
Right. And the more traditional one is a little scrappier. It's got a few more fabrics in it than just the 4. But again, Elizabeth mentioned that the color palette's very similar. So you can get an idea of what it would look like. With similar colors, just maybe in the fabrics that you prefer. We have a project from Art Gallery Studios, and it is a beautiful Frame of Mind quilt. It's from the Morning Walk collection, and it's really a fun quilt. It's easy to piece, rectangles, We're calling it frame of mind because it kind of frames the center rectangle there. And just a really fun quilt to piece and put together, and you can quilt it easily, and that's another one that wouldn't take a lot of time to complete. One of the things that we also have in this issue is a lot of coloring diagrams. So as we mentioned, we're into colors, and so if you want to try this out in your own set of colors, you can pull out that coloring diagram and do some testing there. We have a bag from Keiko Clark, and it's called So Far, So Good, and it's a cute little project bag. It's got detachable leather handles. You can purchase those from a shop in California, and we've got the information for that in the magazine. We have a color option for this. The project was made with the Windermere collection from Brenda Riddle Designs for Moda, and the color option that designer Keiko Clark made is that one of the panels, she pieced together one-inch hexagons, and I think there's 27, maybe more than that. Anyway, less than 40 little one-inch hexagons that she pieced, hand-pieced together, and then used that as the panel, and it's just a really great way to personalize a bag, and you wouldn't have to do the hexagons. You could do anything you want. If you had a feature fabric, focal fabric that you wanted to put there, you could do that. Or you could use any kind of piecing that you wanted to do. But
or
really
do some
fun
embellishing or something like that.
Yeah,
just
that's
in this
another
little
great
area.
Idea.
It's adorable.
That's a great idea. One of our rainbow quilts is with flying colors from Megan Pitts. And it's kind of a flying geese looking pattern. It's not necessarily put together that way, but it's a terrific quilt that uses Kona cotton solids and just an array of beautiful, beautiful colors. And she's done some really nice quilting on that. Again, that's the main quilt that our Make Mine mini quilt is based on. For people who like a little more neutral tone, we have some placemats and a table runner from Kate Collarin. And the collection is Urban Scandinavian from P&B Textiles. And it's kind of a lime green, but not bright lime green. And kind of a mustard and kind of a taupey gray and some white with kind of the taupey gray. And it's just a really nice collection. She's used several of the fabrics and combined them with squares and rectangles. Again, a thing that's easy to put together. Probably could be done in a day if you wanted to make a set of placemats and a table runner. We have another quilt from Karen Snyder from Annalena, and it's a really fun quilt called Quake. It's put together a little differently. It's put together where large rectangles are sewn together and then cut into strips, and they're sewn in tubes, and then you cut the tube and undo that stitch in a particular place, like every other four rows, you do it at a different place. And so it kind of creates this zigzag effect. So the name Quake is a perfect name for that quilt, I think.
It's like your maybe like your very first Bargello quilt, but like it doesn't look like a Bargello quilt. It's just...
And that's a great visual, I think, for people for this quilt that don't have the magazine in front of them, is that it has that Bargello look to it with the rectangles and kind of the zigzag effect of those fabrics. We do have a really nice blue and gray color option of that our quilt tester John Regaler made, and that used the Nocturne collection by Janet Clare from Moda. And again, just a really nice optional project that's in a totally different colorway. Nancy Shammy of Kinsey Mac and Company made this great Crazy Patch tote. For people who aren't familiar with that kind of technique, you start with one piece in the center and just kind of build your way out. So it's very improvisational. There aren't necessarily any specific pattern pieces. You're just starting in the middle and building out. And one of the things that they're known for is using the upholstery webbing as the handles or trim in the items that they make. And in this case, it's a large tote bag. And it just gives it some added flair, I think. And the fabric that she uses, the Bookends collection by Marcia Dursey for Wyndham. And that's a really bright and fun collection, kind of based on Marcia's hand-painted designs. And then our final project is Roundup from designer Bev Getchell. And that uses... some pinwheel blocks that are then cut into circles and machine applique down onto some gray solid cherry wood fabric that just really give it that nice kind of suede and mottled look on the background. And it's a really fun quilt. It's a great way to use specialty threads that you might have, variegated threads. And we show you in the issue some ways that Bev did in terms of finishing touches in using some decorative stitches on her machine. You don't always have to use a small satin stitch or a buttonhole stitch or a blanket stitch. So I think there's some really fun information about that. And then we have our final project, which is the one that's on the cover, and that's Easy Edition from Brenda Ratliff. That's our quilt along quilt, and I think we're going to talk about that next with our APQ quilt along quilts.
Yep, so we're just going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Choose from more than 100 of your favorite patterns from American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilts and More, and Quilt Sampler, all available online. Buy downloadable patterns today at apqshop.com.
This quilting tip brought to you by Moda Fabrics. Visit modafabrics.com or your local quilt shop to see the latest fabric collections. Once you've determined the block placement in a quilt, take a picture of the layout with your phone or digital camera. Look at the picture to make sure you still love the layout, as having a different perspective can sometimes make you see things you haven't before. Once your layout is final, refer to the image as you sew to ensure the blocks remain in their desired positions.
Hi, I'm Linda Augsburg. Join me in 2015 for a brand new video series called Show Me How, brought to you by Baby Lock. Each month, I'll show you how to complete a simple project from start to finish. Learn new techniques, see tips, and sew a great project. Visit allpeoplequilt.com/videos to watch.
See what other quilters are up to on the American Patchwork and Quilting page on Facebook. Simply go to facebook.com and search for APQ Magazine.
Welcome back to the American Patchwork and Quilting Podcast. We are, I'm Elizabeth Teisinger-Beese, and I'm here with Jody Sanders, and we are talking about the spring issue of Quilts and More.
We're just kind of wrapping up our last segment in talking about, I said it was our final quilt. It's actually the one on the cover, but I wanted to talk about it last because it's our quilt-along quilt for this year. And for those of you who maybe aren't familiar with the quilt-along, a particular pattern is selected, and then people pick their own fabrics and own way of doing and interpreting that particular pattern. And most of the time, they're not doing it with people in a group that they're meeting with in person, but it's more of an online kind of thing. So they might be posting their pictures on Instagram or their Facebook page or their blog. And in this case, American Patchwork and Quilting Magazine has been doing a quilt along for the last 2 years. And Quilt Some More wanted to get in on the deal this year. And so we looked at some of the projects that we had and what made sense. And we kind of came up with four projects for the quilt along that we could share over three of our titles and things that we're involved in here in work. So the easiest one is from howtosew.com, and that's a pillow, and they're all kind of based on a plus theme inspired motif. And so this is just a single block, and you can find that on howtosew.com. The quilt in Quilt Some More is called Easy Edition, and again, the plus theme. And Brenda Ratliff is the designer. And Brenda used the Pie Making Day collection that she did for RJR Fabrics. We saw this collection at Market and just thought it was really fun. It has great colors in it, a little bit of a retro feel with a modern twist, I think. And we got this quilt from Brenda, and we're like, oh, this is an awesome quilt. And then it worked together with some quilts that Elizabeth had that she's going to talk about in a minute. But one of the things that we're seeing is that people are getting really excited about this theme and the idea of involving themselves in a project where not only are they participating, but they're getting inspired by all the people that are involved as well. So
And we're calling this quilt along. It all adds up. And, you know, that's our supposedly clever way of talking about this plus sign motif. Or what are some of the other things that you've heard it called, like a Swiss cross or
Swiss
a red cross,
right?
Quilt or Anyway, so they're not all just a plus sign and that's it. So they all have just a really fun take on a plus sign quilt. So we'll kind of go through that as we talk about. But Brenda's has, the one in Quiltsmore, kind of has a background behind it. So there's like your plus sign is sitting on top of maybe a square. So it kind of looks layered. And then, so you talked about the howtosew.com pillow. And then the two quilts in American Patchwork and Quilting. One is from Susan Ake. And she designed, her quilt is called Plus Postage. And it is all Red Crosses. So keeping on the theme of the Red Cross quilt. But the background is a bunch of one inch square finished, like a checkerboard. So it's like a postage stamp design meets a Red Cross. And so combine it all together and it looks adorable. And she used a variety of fabrics. I think a lot of them are Fig Tree fabrics from Moda, but it's just a scrappy mix. Each block has a bright red cross in the center, and then a background that's like a checkerboard of two fabrics. So love that quilt. And then the last quilt that we have in the quilt along is from Pat Bravo, and this is called Grand Total, and it is like a mega plus sign, but it is made up of, so it's like a big giant plus sign made up of different fabrics, all from a collection. Sorry, I can't think of the name. I'll think of it in a minute. From Art Gallery Fabrics. And so there are subtle little plus signs that are incorporated in into the piecing. So every so often you've got a little teeny tiny plus sign, and then you've got like a three patch design. I'm really doing horribly at describing this. But
it's from the Artisan Collection and then the Pure Elements Solids.
Okay. So anyway, it's a very scrappy looking quilt with one mega plus sign, and the background is like a super neutral scrappy background. And you're just going to have to go and see the magazine.
Yeah, I think it includes some of the Prisma Elements collection as well. So a really fun, very graphic quilt, I think. And when we were looking at the projects to include, we were kind of trying to figure out, you know, what made sense to the audience that we were, presenting the material to. So for the howtosew.com people, it's a simpler project. You know, that's the audience there. For Quilts and More, it's a plus sign motif, but the pieces are bigger and not as many blocks. And then you look at the two quilts in APQ, and there's more difficulty there, and there's more pieces, and you really need to have a stash to make a quilt similar to the ones in the magazine. Now, you certainly don't have to make your own, but one of the things that we love about the APQ Quilt Along is all of the versions that people share in our hashtag that's been used on Instagram.
So as Jody said, we've done a quilt along for, this will be the third year, and we're using the same hashtag as we have. It's APQ Quilt Along. And we have had some awesome designers who have participated every year. And so they do stuff on their blogs about it. They Instagram about it. They share some things on Facebook. And again, we have a great group of people who are participating this year. To get that most up-to-date list, because we keep adding a few more people, go to allpeoplequilt.com/quiltalong. So that has links to how you can buy the digital issue if you can't find the issues in your area. It's also got links to everybody's social media stuff, so you can see all the versions that they're making.
Yeah, I know all of us in the office are also excited about these. And, you know, some of the overachievers are thinking they're going to make one of each of the four projects. I've kind of got it narrowed down to two right now, but we'll see how things go. I always get excited about it and kind of overcommit and then don't always get it finished. In fact, the last 2 years that I participated in the APQ Quilt Along, I've started both of those quilts, and I started with great enthusiasm and then kind of haven't finished the project. So every year when it comes time to do it again, then I get all excited about the projects that we're making, but also the projects that I started and go back and work on those again. So sometimes it's more than just a year-long project. It may end up being longer than that, but they really are fun to see different versions of the quilt than maybe what you're making, or be inspired by people that are making something similar that is your taste and you want to.
Yeah, because I liken it to like, okay, we know that our readers love color options and seeing the same thing in a different version. This is like the world's biggest color option palooza because there are just so many different versions. I think let's talk about a few of the people who are participating in the quilt along. So I got to start with Lisa Alexander, who actually designed the first two quilt along quilts that we did in American Patchwork and Quilting. So, of course, she is participating. Yay. And she goes by Moda Lisa. So you'll see her stuff on Instagram. We are so excited that all three of the designers of the original quilts, Brenda Ratliff, Pat Bravo,
And Susan Ake,
are all participating. So, again, some people are just doing Instagram, and some people are doing on their blogs and things. And so they're going to share some of, like, tips from when they were making the quilt or if they had any in-progress photos. I just think it's really fun to hear from those original people and where it all started.
Bonnie Hunter is another gal that's going to be participating, and a lot of you follow Bonnie on quiltville.com. Bonnie makes terrific scrappy quilts, and so it's going to be fun to see the super, super scrappy version that I'm sure Bonnie will come up with, and it's fun to follow along on her quilt cam. I'm sure she'll be talking about that. I know the last year she mentioned several times when she was doing her quilt cam, the quilt along project that she was working on, and she actually finished her. So I know she's somebody to watch because she gets a lot of stuff done.
It really has been fun to watch throughout the whole year. So like we're kind of focusing on this, you know, for this these issues right now. So it's the April 2016 issue of American Patchwork and Quilting and the spring issue of Quilts and More. And they're all kind of on sale at the same time. So like going on sale right about now, and they'll be on sale for the next 2 months. But people work on these all year long. And so it's really cool to see, you know, as we wrap up 2016, people who are actually finishing them and quilting them. And I even saw one being bound in person in August at a retreat. So I know that people are working on them. It's just a fun thing to do.
And it's also an international thing. It's not like it's just those of us maybe in the U.S. and Canada working on it. But Linda Collins is a shop owner in Australia, and Linda's be working on the project as well, and it'll be fun to see the color combinations and fabrics that Linda uses in her quilt.
We also have Lynette Anderson, who's from Australia, and she is going to be probably using her fabrics for a JR, I don't know, but making one of the designs.
Jennifer Keltner, who's the chief visionary officer with Martingale, is also going to participate in the project, and she's going to be working on the Easy Edition quilt. So Jennifer and I have talked a little bit about her color choices that she's going to be making, but I'm going to let her Instagram that first before I scoop her on it. But Jennifer makes awesome quilts and has a great color sense, so it'll be fun for the readers to see the project that Jennifer's working on.
And we've got a couple more people who are participating. Amanda Murphy is one of our people who are doing our Quilt It Three Ways blocks. Anyway, so she's an awesome designer and quilter and fabric designer, everything. So she's participating. Debbie Roberts of the Quilted Moose. She's an awesome quilt sampler shop owner, and she's got a shop in Nebraska. And she does a lot more traditional, maybe. So I think that's a fun way. Some of the quilt along quilts are maybe skewed a little more modern, but it's so fun to see all the different ways that people do that. And then, of course, Pat Sloan, I think you all know from the radio show, she is participating.
Also Jenny Baker in Color Order, for those of you that are familiar with Jenny's work. She's got a project that she's doing with some of the collections that she's designed for Art Gallery.
We've also got Sherry McConnell, who is an awesome scrappy quilter. We are so excited that she's participating. Her blog is A Quilting Life. And then Thelma Childers, whose blog is Cupcakes and Daisies. She is one of our overachievers and thinks that she wants to make all three quilts.
And I wouldn't doubt that. Thelma does amazing work. And if you don't follow her blog, I would suggest it because she makes awesome quilts.
She is really fun. She's the one, I don't know if you remember, in American Patchwork and Quilting, we talked about the red and white infinite variety show, and she went and made a red and white quilt that looked as if you were walking into that quilt show.
So yeah, it was several, like 10 versions kind of all put together to make it look like it was all, maybe several quilts laid on top of each other. It was amazing.
So we are super excited about this quilt along. It just gets bigger and better every year. So we hope that you will participate, whether you want to show everybody what you've made, or if you just want to lurk, that's fine too. You can just see all the different versions that people have made. So we hope that you will participate with us. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, and we'll talk about the rest of American Patchwork and Quilting April issue.
Looking for fresh, simple, and fun projects and ideas? Check out the current issue of Quilts & More magazine at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
This quilting tip brought to you by Moda Fabrics. Visit modafabrics.com or your local quilt shop to see the latest fabric collections. To save time, Rotary cuts several layers of fabric at once. To prepare a stack for cutting, steam press one fabric, place the second fabric on top of it, and press again, repeating until you have stacked as many fabrics as you feel comfortable cutting at once. Ironing the fabrics together with steam helps them kind of cling to each other, resulting in more precise pieces.
Hi, I'm Linda Augsburg, Executive Editor of American Patchwork and Quilting, and I'd like to invite you to join me in making pillowcases and creating smiles. For people who love to sew or quilt, it's so easy to lift spirits and bring smiles to hospitalized kids, homeless families, and others in need. Simply join American Patchwork and Quilting Magazine's 1 Million Pillowcase Challenge. Make one, two, or more pillowcases and donate them in your local community. You'll create just as many smiles. Join the movement today. Find complete details, download free patterns, and record your donations online at allpeoplequilt.com/million pillowcases.
Take an ultimate shop hop tour of 11 top quilt shops. You'll find them all in the current issue of Quilt Sampler, available now at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
Welcome back to the American Patchwork and Quilting Podcast, and we are going to be talking about the rest of the April 2016 issue of APQ, and this is a super exciting issue, not just because we are doing the quilt along, which we love, but we are featuring one of my favorite people, Victoria Finley Wolf of VFW Quilts, has an amazing sense of color and design, and she is just an all-around fun person and great designer, and we were lucky enough to go to her home and studio in New York City and photograph her quilts, her design wall, a quilt actually in progress step by step, which you get to see, and then also how she decorates with some of her quilts, and also how she is inspired by a lot of her grandmother's double knit polyester quilts that were crazy pieced, and I love that. So we actually have a picture of one of her grandma's quilts and then one of her quilts that have that crazy piecing, and you can kind of compare and contrast. So just super fun to hear from Victoria.
I think the profile that you guys did is so unique and different, because you really do get some great insights from her on how her design process works, and not only seeing the studio and her home and kind of that process, but you guys also included a couple pages of actually start to finish kind of the project that she did, how she got from A to B to C to Z. I mean, I think it's really interesting. The profile was great, but also the process shots and then the project itself. So
yeah, I think we often wonder, okay, how do these designers come up with these designs? So we wanted to show you a glimpse of that. So it was really fun to kind of be a fly on the wall in her studio and try to, you know, take the photos as she's designing. So
yeah, and she's got a new line of fabric coming out with Marcus Fabrics, mostly Manor, that's out now that I know people are really excited about. We get a chance to see her sew with some of that when she was doing some demos at market. So it's a great, very eclectic collection, and I know people are excited about that.
We are too. So she's got a quilt in the issue that is made from that collection. And you get, like we said, you get to see it in progress, but the quilt is called Homestretch, and it is probably the easiest intro to set in seams that you can do. So it uses kind of a stretched a stretched hexagon, if you will. So it's like if you took one, yeah, you just stretched it out. So there are very easy angles in this quilt, and we give you step-by-step instructions on how to set in seams. So even if you've never done set in seams, I would encourage you to try it out. It's a great easy introduction to it.
And Victoria's also got some tumbler acrylic templates that she's also developed. So if you want to use those to make the project, we've got information for where you can purchase those as well.
Mm-hmm. It's a set of two templates that she uses to make this. Another quilt that we have in the issue is a super happy one. You were talking about rainbow quilts earlier, and this is a quilt that just looks like a fun rainbow to me. Okay, it's a rainbow kind of all mixed up in the color order, but it is called Happy Tears, and it is from Barbara Groves and Mary Jacobson of Me and My Sister Designs, and it uses their dot dot dash collection from Moda. And okay, so why we called it Happy Tears, and that's T-I-E-R-S, is because when we got the quilt from them in the first place, they said, okay, this design is called chandeliers. And so it's like, oh, we can totally see that. It looks like upside down and right side up chandeliers kind of alternating. And then when they sent it in, they said, well, now that it's quilted, it looks more like birthday cakes. And we're like, okay, we just like all of it. So seriously, whether you see chandeliers or birthday cakes, it's a super happy quilt, and it's just all kind of like stacked up strips. Jelly roll friendly. So that's super fun. Very quick and easy quilt. We have actually two quilts from Sarah Maxwell of Designs by Sarah J. You may know Sarah from, she's a co-owner with Dolores Smith of Homestead Hearth. It's a great quilt shop in Mexico, Missouri. Again, a former quilt sampler shop. But Sarah is now designing fabrics for Marcus Fabrics, and she is doing flannels for them. So I think they're called Cozy's Flannels, and this uses one of the collections of Cozy's Flannels. And so she said, what if I did like a big neutral bed quilt and then a smaller thing that you could put on top? So not just like as a bed topper, it's more of a square. So it's not just goes at the end of the bed, say. So we actually shot it a few different ways, and you can see that in the magazine. We put, so it's like a floral applique quilt that we put diagonally on the bed, we put it straight on the bed, and then we thought, well, this could also just be a wall hanging. So then you'd have coordinating decor. So we have it's a rail fence quilt that is super easy for the bed quilt, and it's all neutrals, just three fabrics in the quilt, and then the fun contrasting floral topper. And so we call that one On the Rails.
I think the thing that people always love to see is options, you know. So I think giving them different ways of using the quilt is really a reader service, and great that you guys did that.
We've also got some really eye-popping, maybe that doesn't sound good, but I love the color in the color options. We used, Laura Benke used fabrics from the Color Union collection from Robert Kaufman and just made a super colorful version. So again, whether you want neutral like the original or color in the new one, super exciting. So another quilt in the issue, we talked a little bit about Bargello when we were talking about quilts and more. So we have maybe Bargello in a slightly more intricate way, maybe, in American Patchwork and Quilting. It's a quilt called All a Flutter, and this is from Anne Lauer of Grizzly Gulch Gallery. And Anne designed this quilt. It's like got every technique in it that you can think of, but it's actually a really good combo. So it is a quilt as you go, Bargello style wall hanging, and it uses her butterfly Forest collection from Benertex, and so it's a Bargello background, all florals, so kind of looking like, if you remember, like a color wash quilt. And then she has fussy cut the butterflies that are in her fabrics and fused those on in certain areas. So it's just a really nice, very spring inspired quilt, and I'm excited to see what people will do with that design. I really love the idea of quilt as you go. Well, not just the idea. I love the process. Because once you're done making the top, you are done with the quilt. And using that with Bargello is just another good idea just it helps you line everything up nice and correctly and straight. And so like Jody said about Bargello, it's just you make tubes of fabrics, like strip sets, make them into a tube, cut them into skinny tubes, and then move them all around on your design wall.
And I love the color option that Laura made for this. It uses a collection that has suns and moons and comets, and it's the Celestial Collection by Jason Yenter for In the Beginning. And the colors are golds and bronzes and black, and these appliques that she's cut out and fused on the top just really does look like you're looking up at the sky.
It is amazing. Yeah, it's a really celestial I know I already said that, but celestial looking color option. And I think it's super funny that Laura said if there's any way she could get that color option back, her husband is in love with this color option. I'm like, what? And she said he especially loved the way that she purposely placed the planets in like the right planetary order around the sun that's in here. I think that is so awesome. So there you go. There's some of the care that Laura Banky puts into our color options.
I think our readers love to hear about that kind of behind-the-scenes stuff, too.
I hope you do, because that's what I'm talking about. the next project that we have in the issue is the Bird and Bloom Needle Keeper from Sue Spargo. We know a lot of you love Sue and her fun Stitches to Savor that she did a couple years ago in American Patchwork and Quilting. So we took, I think, what, 7 or 8 of those stitches that hopefully you learned back in 2014, I think, that we did on the back page of the magazine. And so put them all together in this adorable needle keeper that has a bird and a flower on it. Surprise, surprise, from the name Bird and Bloom. But it's a really good place to keep all of your specialty needles that you use while doing some of these really fun stitches.
And I think the thing that's great about this project, it's very textural. I mean, there's wool, there's velvet, there's cotton, there's different kind of specialty threads, and the stitches themselves are all not flat. You know, some of them have a three dimension to them, like I think it's the drizzle stitch. Maybe?
Drizzle stitch, thorn stitch, bullion, those all have them. And even if you weren't following along, I didn't mean to say, like, you have to know how to do these stitches. We give you all the instructions to do them. They're in the world's most full pattern pack pullout that we have. And we also have a video online for each of these stitches to see how to do it in action. So I'll give you all that good information in the magazine. Another quilt that we have is Star-Crossed, and that's from Corey Yoder of Coriander Quilts. She's also known as Little Miss Shabby. She has her first collection for Moda. It's called Prairie, and it is an awesome collection that just has florals and, again, another really springy-looking, beautiful quilt. We shot this outside on a clothesline, and Nancy, our art director, will tell you that she was up at, I don't know, 6 in the morning shooting this so she could get beautiful light on it. But
it's one of the most beautiful shots, I think, you know, that we've seen. And I think the photography in American Patchwork and Quilting is amazing. But I really, really love this shot. I think it just is such a beautiful picture, and everything around it, the outdoor scene and the fabric and the quilt design, everything just is very, very beautiful.
Well, thanks. We love it. Another quilt that we have in the issue, and this is actually the quilt on the cover, is called Winning Combination. And Tammy Vonderschmidt made this quilt from triangle squares that she got in a triangle square swap. And full disclosure here, Jody and I were part of this triangle square swap.
Mine are still in a baggie.
Multiple baggies.
1,400 triangle squares.
So Tammy took the triangle squares from that triangle square swap and made them into little tiny hourglass units, put those together and made pinwheel blocks. And they're just adorable. And it just gives you a whole new idea for what you can do with triangle squares. And then we also have tips in there from Tammy and then some of our tips for participating in a swap like that. So we've got some info in there. But seriously, I'm in love with this quilt. It's a vertical row quilt. And so all of those blocks that I talked about, those are set on point with kind of a blue and pink fabric, kind of a reproduction. So super, super scrappy. That's what's on the cover. You'll see it. You'll love it. And then the last quilt that's in the issue is actually a table runner. It's called Garden Fresh. And this is from Loreen Smith of The Quilted Button. And it's just, I know I keep talking about spring, but it talks about, but there are just lots of great quilts in here that just feel like spring and just make you want to run out and get in the garden. This one does. It's a really interesting colorway. It's like corals and pinks and blues and greens. And it's the Garden Gate collection from P&B Textiles.
Very romantic looking to me.
Yes.
You know, the blossoms and just really pretty, pretty collection.
So, and before I forget, I guess we're also talking about the second row of our mystery row quilt that Pat Sloan is doing for us. So you will see row 2, and it actually is used 3 times in the finished quilt. So I hope you're enjoying this row quilt that we're doing. We're giving you one row every issue. So then by the time you get to the end, you'll have a whole throw size quilt that is adorable that Pat designed from her Hometown Girl Boutiques. So thank you so much for joining us for the American Patchwork and Quilting podcast. And we will see you next time when Pat will be back for the next show. And thanks for listening.
Remember to visit allpeoplequilt.com for more information on topics from today's show, as well as how-to videos, free printable patterns, and additional tips and techniques. Thanks for listening to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio.